chapter 6, Mishnah 2. So he says, a poisek mas lechasno, one who gives his money to his son-in-law. So what they used to do is they used to give a dowry. So the father-in-law used to give to his daughter an amount of money or goods or whatever, and she would bring that into the marriage. But then we'll see in the next three Mishnahs, they used to write that into the kesuvah, and on death or divorce, she would get paid back the amount that she brought into the marriage. So what happens over here is the father decides that he's going to give a certain dowry, you know, into the marriage. And they used to do it at the time of the first stage of marriage, at the time of Erusin. But then they would only pay it in at the time of Nisuin, when they, you know, when they actually completed the marriage like a year later. So what happened in between in this case, Umais Chasano, that the son-in-law dies. So in the year the son-in-law dies, and now she falls for Yibum to his brother. His Yibum again. So Amri Chachomim, so they say, Yachol hu sheyomar. The father can say, Lachicha yisi roitze litain. I agree to give that dowry to your brother. But I'm not willing to give the dowry to you. In other words, in this kind of situation, basically can renege on the dowry commitment that he gave, because he could say, look, I wanted to give it to your other brother and not to you, and that would be fine.